At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello, and welcome to the Stephen Tries podcast,
Series 3, Episode 17. Yeah.
We're already laughing. God knows what we've said pre-record. This week, I'm joined by
Cameron Green.
Hello, all. Yeah.
I'm also joined by Tom Looney.
Looney. Great to be here. As always.
He's joined by James Ormrod.
Hey, you're all right.
Cameron, you have been on holiday.
Yeah, I went to Portugal.
Oh, how was that?
It was nice for the first 2 minutes we were in the country, and then we had to get a transfer from the airport to the hotel. I booked it that morning for like 40 quid because my other one cancelled.
Bit late, man. 40 quid.
We get in the taxi. Cancel?
Say something racist on Twitter, didn't
they? Said they couldn't find a driver. And then they said, right, well, I'll stick you in another one. Okay, whatever. We get there, it's really late at night. And the driver's like, I just got divorced from my wife. And we're like, oh, wow. And 2 hours ago. Oh, and we're like, is that right? I'm fucking knackered. And he starts going, she's turned the children against me. Laughing maniacally. And I'm sat there with Annabelle's keys through my fingers like, what the fuck? He's driving 126 kilometres an hour.
Good speed.
Good speed. And I'm like, I can't be that fast. Going in and out of traffic. And then he's going like to Annabelle, maybe you want to be my third wife, huh? He thinks I'm asleep. I'm sat there like, oh,
God, at the Undertaker, your eyes just sat up.
Whereabouts in Portugal did you go?
Albuquerque.
James, of all the detail there, why?
I was just curious.
What's the weather like on the third day?
What a great friend you are.
Helen back, mate. That's where I went.
I want to get into how this guy, what I assume is his second language, why he's learned the phrase, she's turned the kids against me.
How he's learned that so fast.
He's a big fan of Limmy, isn't he?
She's turned the weens against me. What's a ween? We also went to the water park where there's the biggest water slide in Portugal.
Oh, yeah.
And on the way up, it's those kind of steps you can see through.
Oh, is it based on Everton's form, that one?
Yeah, it's called the free fall. To be fair. And I went all the way to the top. I was ready to rumble. I've been looking down the whole way.
Great metaphor thinking, for life as well, this.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see how high I'm going. You can see it from like a mile
away.
So
when you say the biggest, the tallest.
And you can see it from like a mile away.
Jesus. Really?
Get right to the top. My eyes are basically shut. I sit on the top.
And a taxi driver comes.
Hey, it was you that turned them against me. I mean, after being in that taxi...
She's my wife now.
I can handle any fucking speed after being in that taxi. Could be going at the fucking speed of light. Closed my eyes, I thought I was in an Apollo shuttle. Trying to have a kip, it was like trying to kip on the fucking Nemesis. Off his rocker. I'm on the top of the slide and go to push off and stop. So I think, all right, I'll have to open my eyes to see myself down. I just saw over the edge, there was no slide. It was that vertical.
Oh, it's one of them. Oh, I've been on one of them in Turkey.
No, fuck off. Like, grabbed onto the metal bar behind me. And the lifeguard's like, you have to go. It's got water pushing against me. Like, they've fallen off. So I was like, fuck that. So it took like 2 minutes to claw myself back up. Belly flopped onto the hot surface on my already sunburned belly. I've got a queue of people looking at me.
Queue of 8-year-olds.
I just like sheepishly looked up like,
I don't like heights. Just so crawling.
Like, and just like walk. Back down the metal steps through all the pigeon shit and all this.
Fucking Mr. Bean, aren't you?
He's awful. Mr. Bean was never this fucking size either.
I do apologise to everyone down the steps. Sorry.
I got people going past going, not for me. And went, hey, yeah, yeah. So then Annabelle's like, did you go on it? And I was like, yeah, of course I did. Of course I did. I obviously didn't, because you'd have heard halfway back to fucking Faro Airport.
How is it on the slide, Cam?
Do they have alcohol there?
Oh, what, in Portugal? Or
no, in that specific water park.
Not a country.
No, I don't think they did. Aqua.
But a Dutch
show, it was called. Lovely water park.
Yeah.
They did have some of the rides closed, though, which was a bit annoying. Yeah.
Because you would have been on them, the closed ones.
If you're going to Portugal, folks, take Ubers.
Yeah.
They don't rip you off, they're really, really cheap.
Yeah.
Or if you get taxis, total fucking rip off. Cost like 18 quid back to the airport, and that transfer with fucking Dick Dastardly cost 40 quid. Dick
Dastardly. Oh, they always stick a bit of a premium on.
Yeah, a bit of a fucking premium. Not paying for the thrill. I'll get it in one piece.
Would you ever do one of those rent a car things?
These are the questions I was thinking of asking.
Well, have you never done that?
Max, get ready to clip this up.
Now, that's like a normal thing.
When I do my itinerary, I always plan a lovely rent a car. It's fun. I love the thrill of having the windows down. And you'd have to chat to some Portuguese bloke.
But I'm going to go to the water park. Have you never been in a theatre? Turn on that aircon, babe.
We haven't got a hotel. I've just got a car.
Look at how the volume goes.
Have you ever rented a car?
Yeah. Well, not me personally, my mum.
No.
What?
I know of someone who has.
I've seen people do it. They've got
places
for
it. Under the... You've got to be above 25 to rent a car abroad. Yeah.
No, I've been with Will and he was under 25.
There's different rules for different countries.
France.
2 years on your driving license.
This was under 25.
Might be that 2 years. I've now got about 3.5, but...
Oh, my man.
Not bragging, but...
I think you
are. Is it taken into account, you know, claims?
We don't talk about that. That was a weird one.
What happened with that?
So I thought it was going to be about 300 quid, the damage.
Yeah.
So we said not to have the no claims. And then they came back to us and they were like, yeah, it's $5,000. Like,
you don't need to pay anything, just leave me alone.
$5,000.
Yeah, so we've gone back
for
no claims.
For a wing mirror. And
it scraped down the car. Yeah, it really wasn't that bad, but we didn't get any photos because I was dealing with the lady in the street.
She didn't get photos.
You knew we didn't get photos.
You said you got photos.
It's not my crash.
And she was walking away.
I was focused on the content.
It was in the middle of a junction. I didn't think he'd get any photos at the time. And I regret it.
Who would have thought there'd be a car in the middle of a junction?
It's on Rod's way or the highway, which I have crashed on as well.
We don't talk about that one.
We just don't talk, do we?
So last time I rented a car.
Always forward.
James, you have finished your filming of a Keko.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, finished. Well,
I was chatting to you about it last night. You didn't bring up that it was finished. I said, how's it going? You said, yeah, you know, it's all right.
I thought you knew. Yeah, we finished filming.
You assumed too much.
We've got 1 day of pickups, purely for Dave. Yeah. Like we don't need
that
any
man
pickups.
Needs a chick, yo.
We don't need pickups for anyone else.
Are you picking them up in
Dave.
A rented car?
Might do.
Hey, babe, you like films? No, not good films, just films.
You got money for a festival as well. It went pretty well. I was very happy with it.
Yeah.
You told me about there was a little bit of friction on the set.
Yeah, there was always
you
the fight.
Were sort of the head honcho.
I told him, get lube on the rider.
It's a stunt. It might have got
some pretty impressive stunts in there.
Well, one of the camera people here?
One of the people on set got into a bit of a riff with the lead actor, and it was the lead actor's house.
They were riffing.
It didn't go very well. Just on the final day, there'd been tension building, and then the final day was the real kickoff.
Did you enjoy the tension though? Was you like it's all part of the filmmaking process?
I don't notice the tension I don't notice much that goes on purely because I'm so from one job to another. So then when it heats up, I'm like, oh my, where's this come from?
Dave
was holding the guy off, right, and as this guy was like being held back by Dave, he realized who it was, and he just lifted Dave straight out of the way.
Wow.
And then he had to get we had to send him home. It's quite weird considering I was younger than them all. I had to kind of like tell them off a bit.
You had to send him home.
Tell them off a bit.
Well, it wasn't really my choice. Send him home. Yeah, we did do a group photo.
No vote.
Oh no, no. It was what everyone was on our side.
Is that what the mustache is for?
So it was maybe sort of prove that I'm over 14.
It was him against everyone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you have something to say in this altercation?
I'll touch you up if you keep playing up. Look at this tash. I'm not messing around.
Well, I tried. Well, I mainly got the camera out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it started, I was like, right, let's move that straight away.
Better shot over here.
Yeah, it was over fairly quickly, but sort of changed the tone afterwards a little bit.
Any fisticuffs?
They squared up to each other. Like it was a full on fight that was going to happen, and then there was a message afterwards like, "I'll come meet you." Tell him to come meet me in the park and stuff. This isn't finished.
Sorry. He was older than you.
It wasn't about. No, it was the younger guy out of the two who said that.
Who said that? Yeah, he needs to grow up.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that is a Kekko. Check it out. Moving on. Tom.
Yeah.
How was your week?
Yeah, it's been all right. I've come back from a small break.
Yeah.
And
mental health.
I needed another one.
How was your break?
It was nice, but so I booked a little holiday going away on Sunday.
Where are you going to?
Going to Rhodes.
It's going to be hot there. Very nice.
It's going to be very nice. Should be about, probably pushing 30 degrees. So we missed out on the good weather in Italy. So
yeah. You'll make up for it now.
Yeah, well...
If it rains there, are you going to go on another holiday?
Oh, yeah.
Get...
I'm addicted.
You know, I have died.
I've checked out. I'm not in a good place. I'm going away in June, or sorry, July, so I've got a big holiday booked, but I am meant to be going travelling, aren't I? So I've kind of...
True enough. I've just thought about renting a car.
Giving up with a lot of...
Well...
We know a guy.
Firstly, what age are you?
My name's Orm Rhodes. I'm your Greek, whatever they are, I don't know.
Orm Rhodes, that's good.
Everyone going is...
means a lot.
So carry on.
No, sorry, it wasn't even good. I was just...
No, go on.
I was making it look so good in this.
Everyone going is really looking forward to just sunbathing and just chilling out. But I really struggle with that.
You need to let go.
With people wanting to... So, I like sunbathing.
Yeah, I like...
Going in the water.
I like going mooching about, having stuff to do.
You can always mooch about.
I'm in between.
I think I'm going to be on my own. There'll be a lot of lonely walks.
No, put a podcast in or music.
Do you not have one day of just relaxing, though? Like if I go for a week, I need at least 2 days. Like, yeah, I'll do other stuff.
One or two days, yeah, sure.
I don't like doing the week of just sunbathing. I get quite bored.
I saw two shows in the past week.
Nice.
One was Tony Wright's penultimate comedy show. Very good.
It was good. It was really good.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very good.
And it was also Mark Grimshaw who was on the comedy course. He was very good.
He was good.
But yeah, Tony, I've never seen him gig before. And then he's got some jokes, like a few lines where you just go, "That is top class comedy." And I think he'll go back to it.
I think he will.
Must be addictive. Adulation.
No, not for me, mate.
No.
When that dies down, you go, "What am I at the end of the day?"
Yeah.
Stupid boy.
With a brand new rented car. I feel great.
This is yours for the next 20 minutes.
You can drive it for 12 hours at no extra cost.
That's a good offer, mate. 20 minutes to 12 hours, I'll take that. Then I also saw Alan Partridge's show.
It's a bit like your driving day.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Annabelle went.
Oh, yeah.
Annabelle was there. Yeah.
How was it?
I said I'd give you a lift.
That's fine.
Yeah, drop her off.
I walked.
Yeah, what was the runtime?
It was about... Good question. It was about 2 hours, but the break was like half an hour at least because we were queuing for water.
Yeah.
and it was literally just the longest queue.
Really?
Yeah, it was annoying.
His writers for the Alan Partridge, they're from Sandbach.
Oh, that explains it.
Oh, how weird is that?
That'll be the underwhelmingness I experienced. Not a rented car better.
We were going Sandbach, so rolling around the floor laughing. They never get any work done.
And at the end of it, I was like, this might be the only time I'm ever technically in the same room as him. Wow.
Yeah, that's quite cool.
So he's still by far and away my favourite comedy character.
He is unbelievable.
There's some bits where you just go, wow. Mm. He's brilliant.
He's got Big Jake sitting next to him and he says that.
I'm so sorry. Sorry, Tom.
Oh, yeah. There are bones to pick me after that character.
Wait for it, though, because we have complaints.
Cam's not available. Could you fill in?
Yeah, a fill in. It was the no.
Oh, wait.
That's my line.
We're all Yorkshire.
We're all Wednesday, aren't we?
Here we go. This one is from...
Keep you going all week.
Bob Wooster. Great name.
Hello.
Hi, gang. My complaint is that I haven't seen Mr. Looney in and around Wigan yet. I've lived here for 3 years so far and still no sign. Every time there's a Wigan match day, I dream of seeing a wild Tom Looney screaming at the top of his lungs, singing about his mighty pie gobblers. I have lived in High Wycombe for 18 years and I have not heard any stories of this crazy Ryan Locke. Surely a man with such a shiny forehead has had local news barking at breaking down the door of his parents' home, dying to know how this thing was created.
How'd you get it out? With a winch?
Well, you know, it goes back in, all right.
Oh. Yeah.
Hi, Joe.
Joe.
God. Damn it, Tyler! Hi, Joe, Stephen, Tom, Max, Tony, Cam, Dave, Terence, Terry Cash, and others. I would like to make a formal complaint that you have not discussed the idea of doing a live podcast. We have. I don't know if it went out. Yeah, I'd do a live show. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, I tour around the country, or just like...
Just a live show. Stream. We don't need to rent a car, thank you.
Because if so...
This one is from Tom Walker. Does Devin do that? Go on a lead, Tom Walker.
Oh, yeah.
Good comedy, that. I cannot believe the slander I've heard towards Ryan in this section. No one else on the podcast roster can offer what he can. The glum looks, general confusion, and incest abilities are unmatched.
Whoa!
Abilities implies he was like born with it.
You can't fake that
natural
confusion.
Talent.
The kid is so unique. What other podcast member would order a beer with a salad in first class? Oh yeah, that was embarrassing. Yeah, no, you make a good point there.
With the salad.
That's ridiculous.
This one says, Max's mic. Wagwan, Steve, and the lads. I'm not sure if this has ever been brought up, but Max's mic is always the odd one out. It's just a slight downgrade, and Max is the one who's trusted to use it, because if you touch it, like Ormond just did, it makes a lot of noise.
I'm very handsy with the mic.
Oh
yeah.
I gesticulate.
Yeah, man.
I enjoy myself.
That'll be this one. This subject is James Ormrod.
Oh.
Hi, Max, Stephen, Tom, and other guest. Well, you've got egg on your face. Now I'm going to save Ryan some abuse in the hope he passes on that kindness to the children he's keeping in his loft. My complaint is we never see Max topless enough compared to your main channel. So I'd like you to maybe implement a new rule where if Max is on more than one show a month, he dons his favourite nipple tassels for us all to enjoy. Ooh. Thanks. Why is the subject James Ormrod?
Ridiculous.
Is there something that you...
Maybe I'll play Max.
It's to catch your eye, isn't it?
I've got the nipple tassel.
It's now time for our first batch of punishments this semester. Guys, we're going to start off with an easy one.
I haven't been on since my last punishment.
No. Okay.
Well, what's this?
A few people have earned punishments on this podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to get into them now. Ryan, for being 20 minutes late. We all agree on that?
Yeah, that's
scum.
Fair.
Well done. Next up is Max Smith. It's come to my attention he said something that I didn't agree with. I called him up to explain what went on during the week.
Democracy we have here.
I have to sort of rule the roost here.
It's a shame.
Please listen to what went on when I called him about his crime.
I hate doing this. You know I do.
Go on.
This is what occurred.
I don't know where I could have acquired it from, but it was in there with I've got a Man United badge, and I've got a badge from
Virgin Explorers.
Yeah, Virgins.
A lot of laughter during my segments.
Wow. Stephen lies your segment. I don't believe that.
A lot of laughter, mate.
No, that's not the issue. That's not the issue at hand here.
If the crime is laughter, then strike me down where I stand.
You have played.
The gift of giving laughter out to the masses is such a crime. May my door be knocked upon and the SWAT team descend and shoot me.
Please stop distracting us from the fact at hand here, which is you have claimed Stephen Lies, a great segment that has... lasted the test of time, and you have claimed it despite the fact it is shared by all of us, and that has shocked and appalled me.
That is Max's punishment.
He's not even thinking, is he? A lot of laughter during my segment. It's like a tick.
It is. The next one we have was brought to my attention by Cameron Green. I'll just play it for you.
And when you said you had a video of you sucking a fat one, you meant weed.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's this?
This was you.
Yeah.
Basically copying Cameron's no.
We did that line a few times. You directed me a lot on that.
I cannot be punished on that. I cannot be punished on that because I'm also being punished for fingering Ryan's bottom in a pylon.
Got a recording of that.
This is Ryan.
No!
That doesn't sound like what he'd say.
Tom, I'm afraid you're being punished for that.
I think that's a desperate attempt.
Oh, that's what Max said as well. So that's copying. I'm being punished. Ryan's being punished. And no one likes a snitch, Cam, so you're being punished as well.
Well, what's the punishment?
I'm being a snitch.
Oh, but ninja with the punishment saving. You're being punished.
No.
It's either I tell you or I go straight to the copyright law
What?
Court.
you sure you did law? Law,
court?
You did law, not drama.
They're dealing with a Wagatha Christie case at the moment.
Finish him a thousand times.
Pay attention to that one, eh? Right. The old James Overhand trick never fails.
It's relevant.
You got him.
So there's one, two, three.
I'm furious.
Five.
He's just grown back, for fuck's sake.
James.
Yes.
Please plead your case why you shouldn't be punished.
I've been working.
Poor to listen to. Okay, moving on. It's now time for the news. Great Britain finished second at Eurovision.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Fuming.
It was basically first, you know, the sympathy won for Ukraine. Fair enough, you know what?
Do you think, you know, first time we have a decent fucking chance in years.
I was surprised we did as well as we did, to be honest.
We? Yeah. Bloody hell, pick a side, mate. France in the World Cup.
It's whatever suits.
What are they going to do then? Because the country that wins hosts it.
I think they're going to give it to UK.
No, the UK doesn't want it.
We're in a worse position to host it than Ukraine. We can't afford that.
I don't know.
Have you seen
what's going on in Ukraine, Cam?
I have. Have you seen what's going on in Bognor Regis? People can't afford a Tesco. The price of chicken's gone up by 8%. Takeaways up by 6.5%. You want butter, you'd be hard-pressed. Up 12%.
I'd rather
butter.
Go Ukraine.
You've got 9.1% inflation. That's the highest rate in 30 years.
Do you know when you did the news, I just go like off that? Into your Bognor Regis talk?
I actually did do those stats today. That's how I know. I stuck them on after the bulletin just for the shock value. Not kidding.
Bognor Regis butter. Get a load of this.
No sponsorship deal, Bognor Regis. I can't believe it's not Bognor Regis. Got me holidays. They said they'll rebuild. The group who won said they're confident Ukraine will be rebuilt and ready to host.
Yeah.
And Vladimir Zelensky reckons so as well.
Where?
Thank you for the applause for that wonderful information I've just given you.
Thank you, bearer of good news.
You're welcome.
Is it every year Eurovision? Or every couple of years?
You are.
More is Eurovision every year?
Every year, James. Yeah.
What, you reckon they're gonna be able to host it in a year?
Horny ones.
Two conversations going on here.
This one's really good, by the way.
And the good
one's
one.
Terrible. It's
such a boring conversation.
So bad.
We really wish we were on the other side.
Yeah, you do.
Just stop shuffling your chair.
Just fall as you get in.
Should have rented a car, get around there.
Well, think about the insurance.
There's a new Margaret Thatcher statue that's been erected in Grantham.
Yep.
Funny, she's made something erect, the ugly bitch.
Is that the one that's got egged recently?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, someone egged it on like the first day.
Yeah, there was
that's
a guy,
shocking.
There was a
that's
guy
shocking.
Selling eggs at the statue.
Yeah.
That is enterprising.
Price of eggs have gone up.
12%.
Price of eggs in Grantham.
Yeah, I've gone up the price of eggs. Outbreak of swine flu like 2 months ago didn't help.
Really? It was an outbreak of swine flu?
Yeah, but no.
Not swine flu, that would help. Bird flu. See?
Oh, right.
We have to have pig eggs for last month. Any pig eggs? I wanted fried egg, he ended up with gammon.
Just an egg that fucking size.
Bloody pig eggs.
No, I know.
Okay.
You've been eating poo.
What? I'll tell you, it's the real swine, those marketing bastards at Tesco.
Fooled me
They've
once.
They've done me again.
Every bloody time.
What do you mean it's not bacon?
Pink caviar.
I think your pork loins give me food poisoning. Here, have some more. Oh, thank you.
We finally got you making a fart noise. Who had 48 minutes?
We got there. Holding him for so long.
There was controversy at the FA Cup final as Liverpool fans booed the national anthem. My take on it is it's a rubbish song anyway.
Yeah.
I think we should change it to Mambo Number 5.
One, two, three, four, five. Can you believe that the Queen is still alive? Will she make it to a Diamond Jubilee? Or will we get replaced with Prince Philly?
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Charlie,
that does work.
Yeah. Bloody good improv there, sir.
They're actually...
From the top.
Re-recording.
Hey, he's trying to...
call it now? They're re-recording the national anthem. I think it's today.
day. Re-recording?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be out by the time this comes.
God couldn't save our gracious queen.
Which means R.I.P. Liz.
I think
like different voices.
No, they probably just got better tech and they make it sound better.
Yes, sir.
Is it going to be God Save the King?
When the Queen dies, yeah.
At what point would the royal family look after themselves?
Well, is it going to be Charles or is it going to be William? Because by the time Charles will be on, it'll be quite old.
It will be Charles.
But then how long till he dies? Then
we're
just going to have really old people.
The idea is, you know, Elizabeth has been the longest reigning monarch.
Yeah.
Because her father died young and she was young when he died. But usually the succession never think of 20, that. 30 years.
But there'll be all our next monarchs are all going to be really old from now on. Really.
Yeah, we want these young, fresh monarchs, okay? I want to look at a kid on my £10 note, please.
I like having kids in my pocket.
Prince Andrew could not come to king. What would he have to do to turn it around and be king?
I reckon like an 80s, you know, like they have an 80s films where they do a training montage.
Yes! Just him up the stairs.
Him reading self-help books.
They have to cut off before the kids are at the top. Flying.
Turning off
all
the computer.
All that time he's been running after them in the
shadow boxing.
The scene in the meat locker. The scene in the meat locker is going to be horrendous. Scene.
Just him eating shit in the corner. The pig shit, the eggs.
Yeah.
It's a callback. Oh, I'm not saying you eat shit.
Yeah.
Pig eggs.
So I was zoning out. I didn't mean to.
Whoa, that's a punishment.
No, I didn't mean to. I was thinking about a joke you said. I was laughing at it.
No, you weren't. You were stoned.
What was the joke?
You have got a punishment now for zoning
Prince
out.
Charles.
We are all zeroed in on this podcast. Like the listeners.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Yes, it's Tom Looney, celebrity gossip. Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker officially married in intimate ceremony. Kardashian sisters not in attendance.
No. There's been a fallout.
You tell us.
Because that's...
Is this Tom Looney's celebrity gossip or is this James Onward Chips in celebrity gossip?
I overstepped my mark.
We have a little bit from Tom and then we play the jingle again. Everyone laughs. But no, in you march.
I get one bit of attention.
Wish them all the best.
you laughed off your mark as well.
Yeah, I did.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
No, I didn't.
Thanks to you.
Yeah. I can only apologise to the viewers and the listeners.
You know what, I was joking about the punishment before. Now you are right in line.
Give him two, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think everyone else should be absolved and James should get all of the punishments that were due for everyone else.
We'll see what happens, James. I will not go for that straight.
Well, fair, man. I'll accept what it is.
It's now time for... You laugh, you lose. This week it is my turn, as I laughed at Max's really funny props. Gave Ryan a massive forehead. Now, guys, if you know me, you know I love comedy.
30 seconds, yeah?
Not yet, though. Yeah, I'm just giving a bit of preamble. I've spent the past month... Well, no, because if you laugh here, it's fine. Yeah. Not that you will. I've spent the last month studying some of Oxbridge's finest comedy minds. And I have really worked on the nuances of just general people, little details of the human mind and the way we act. And I've come up with a very funny character. If you don't laugh, it's probably because it's too highbrow for you. If you would just close your eyes and I'll tell you when to open them.
I'm just going to look down, yeah?
I was on Zoom to Hugh Laurie for 3 hours yesterday, just talking about comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Tom, start the timer.
Ready? Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys. I'm Tommy Trifle. Tommy Trifle. Tommy Trifle. Jeffrey, I'm going to come to you. Chubby Trifle. Tommy Trifle.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I really thought it was going to be an outfit.
That was Tommy Trifle. What's next?
Get him back.
Yeah. I can't do Tommy chocolate trifle for legal reasons.
That's definitely cheating, because without that preamble.
Wow, that's good.
I won't be here next week.
Where's the trifle from?
We'll be ready when you are.
In 2 weeks' time, yeah.
For listeners at home, sorry, I should have said, I put my face in a trifle. It's now time for...
That's not a euphemism.
Quiet, Mr. Bird. The price of trifle these days...
It's up 20%!
Our talking points. Yeah. Who has one? Me? You? Do you have one? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it, Tommy Trifle.
What is something you enjoyed when you were younger but can't stand now? Hi, guys. And that was the talking point.
Something I enjoyed when I was younger.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk more.
But can't stand now.
Ooh.
For instance, I have written Scouting for Girls. I quite liked that music when I was a kid.
The band.
Whoops. I'm on about boys now. You know, I used to like, what's it called? She's a Lovely. Now if I hear it, I think, fucking hell. You just buy a flower, you know, to bang on about She's a Lovely 20 times.
Turn the Christmas lights on in St. Helens a while ago.
Yeah.
They're all right.
But they say they've not made the big time. They say they didn't reach their potential.
Where are they from?
Not St. Helens.
Might be local, Merseyside, no.
Fair. Not from what I know.
I thought they were X Factor.
Have you ever heard of industry plants?
Jeff Fleetwood Mac weren't from X Factor either.
What? Surely Britain's Got Talent.
Poop idol.
Glasses of milk.
Yeah.
Used to enjoy glasses of milk.
I still don't like glasses of milk.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about here. I used to enjoy a glass of milk when I was younger. Now, no.
Really?
Yeah.
You do surprise me.
Sorry. Despite sticking my face in a load of cream. Yeah.
I guess sweet treats. I used to eat loads of sweets. Now I only occasionally gorge on sweets.
Gorge? Yeah. So when you do, you go ham.
Yeah, it's kind of a nostalgic. I'll get a whole kilogram.
Yeah.
And just go to town on them. And then I feel really bad afterwards. Feel really sick.
Yeah.
Really throws me for a few days.
What's your favourite sweet?
So when I was younger, my favourite was, do you remember them? Do you know them rhubarb and custards? Not the boiled sweets. They're like the pink, yellow and green ones that like almost like a foam.
I know the ones you're on about, yeah.
Oh, they're so nice, so Moorish. Oh,
no, the fruit, the...
I'm going to get
Flump or whatever they're called.
Flumps? Flumps aren't rhubarb custard.
Maybe I missed that part then. I just heard foam, I was like, I know this one.
They're like chocolate buttons.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I used to love them.
Those?
Like the pencils sort of thing.
They were so nice.
The big not chalky.
They're like bottom tier sweets.
They're good, yeah.
They're not chalk sweets.
I didn't say they were.
I think you don't know what they are.
Oh, you bloody kids.
Yeah. I know what the sweets are.
You don't know the sweets I'm trying to groom you with.
Have you ever had a caramelised frog's leg?
I quite like Malums.
Quite like garlic buttons. Yum, yum, yum. As my aunt Genevieve used to give me.
Along with that.
Prawn cake.
Prawn cake, fucking hell.
Nice with a croissant.
A very different James Ormerod impression.
Yours is better,
though. Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Mine's Ryan.
My James Ormer impression's better than his.
Yeah, it's who I want to be.
Yeah, man. 10 years. Yeah. Picking my nose and eating it. Used to do that when I was a kid.
No.
Hey, we're all kids once. I used to do that as a kid.
It's defo got better with time.
I still like picking your nose and eating it.
Oh, God.
That's not custard.
I think for me, napping.
It was Marish.
Napping?
Napping.
You like that as a kid?
Yeah, I prefer napping as a kid. I just...
Well, I prefer napping now.
I hate my nappies now.
Well, see...
They chafe.
I'm not about
pampers
sleeping.
Pampers has gone up by 30%.
I prefer sleeping now, but... I can't nap for shit. Okay, if I nap, I wake up tired. Like
I don't like a nap, you're right.
Whereas back in the day, I would have napped, I imagine.
I wake up feeling groggy and I've wasted my life.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Because I only sleep if I'm tired, and if I'm tired in the middle of the day, what I need is a sleep. So a nap will turn into 3-4 hours.
Wow.
As tired as I am, if there's light outside, physically I just cannot bring myself to sleep.
I can.
I can't nap physically, I can't.
You need to train yourself.
That's a problem, especially in the summer, because you're up early as well, aren't you?
Exactly.
So 7 p.m, it's still bright out. Joe, because you wake up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg goes on about this and how he's, you know, head of the world. Do you have that feeling when you wake up at 4? You're like,
where'd you think the answer all from?
Yeah. I've got a wardrobe full of grey t-shirts. I wake up, he's there pinching Molly. Do you know I'm washing? He turns around and goes, beep, boop, beep, boop.
It's easy to be delirious when you first wake up.
You ever see what Mark Wahlberg said about 9/11?
Oh, go on.
Where he basically said,
1-0 Taliban, am I right?
he just said, it's obviously a picture.
Just dancing.
No, Mark, no.
It's pretty much just said if he was on that plane, it would not have gone down.
Yeah. Like that?
Yeah, no, he just said it wouldn't have gone down.
He
just stopped the terrorist attack.
It wouldn't have fucking took off. They wouldn't have bothered getting on if he was there.
Did you hear what James Ormond said? Cool. Why didn't they just rent a car?
Well, what?
Take the steel beams.
The worst time to plug your rent a car.
200 car convoy.
The petrol usage alone.
This is why I say don't use planes, guys. This is the rubbles all around you. Ormrod's rent a car. Make it a business, mate.
Yeah, I could do.
Things you enjoyed as a kid, but don't like now.
Sleepovers.
Yeah, you don't like now.
I want my own bed now. I used to look, it was fun, going and staying over at someone's house with your mates for like birthdays and stuff.
Is that why you never come round anymore? No?
Sure, why not?
I thought someone would jump on that, but no, apparently not.
Perhaps inviting Tom and he says, somebody jump on me.
Sorry, yes, sir.
Come on. I'm ready and waiting. I'm willing and able.
Sorry, James.
I'll drive you home. Got my own company.
The only company I have, apparently.
Please, someone buy this car.
How long for some company?
I could see you stood out front of the dealership.
Please take my car.
Don't go to them, come to me.
I own this fucking.
Oh, I don't know. Got nothing left. Should we move on?
Yeah. Do you want mine?
Yeah.
I was thinking of the big social media institutions: YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Which one would you say has had the best influence on the world, and which ones had the worst?
Well, Twitter leaves like vitriol.
Yeah,
everyone just rows on Twitter because it's like faceless and you're protected. And then Instagram, people can say it leads to like unrealistic.
Yeah.
Body scans.
So corporate as well.
Body
now.
Dysmorphia. Facebook.
Fake news for boomers.
Facebook is the worst for, I think, arguments.
Think?
Yeah.
I could have stopped 9/11 if I just had the chance.
It's because of the demographic.
Mark, this is Eccleston Park Chats. You just want to know when the bins are going out.
Is YouTube one?
My company, so I can go where I want.
I mean, YouTube's
good
quite
Boston
influence.
Accent there.
Is that where he's from? I just imagine it talks like a lizard.
YouTube's had quite an impact on the world.
Yeah, we'd all be a lot poorer if it's not for YouTube.
Yeah. I guess from our stance, it probably is YouTube.
Looking out.
What's in my throat?
Jesus.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, the YouTube's kind
complete
of...
Complete the survey.
Meh, it's in the middle. It's. I don't think it's gone too far either way.
Facebook is the worst for me.
Yeah, Facebook's the worst.
It's always shite.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter,
I forget
YouTube.
Everyone's birthday wasn't.
I just don't check Facebook.
Twitter, if you go on someone's check every day and they'll have balloons coming down on the birthday.
True.
I do everyone's fucking birthday, am I? I only remember my own and Tony Abbott's. It's the same day as mine. Forget what my own is, just check Tony Abbott's every day and when the balloons pop up go, woohoo!
There must be something...
Breakfast, Mum?
A correlation between that day you're born and football ability.
Do you think? Sidney Poitier must have took the load. He was born the same day as well.
You know what you
Sidney
get?
Sidney Poitier.
Absolute baller, that guy.
Ruth Van Nistelrooy is born on my birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So
maybe it's nonsense then.
I don't
know.
Are
there any like NFL kickers that have your birthday as well?
I have no idea.
Twitter alike.
I like
it's good
Twitter.
For news, yeah. Something's happening, you find out quick there. Instagram, you wouldn't.
Have you guys noticed on your feeds that you're now getting loads of people you don't follow? Like, just, they're funny, they're it's like a funny tweet or something, but I don't follow
based
any of them.
I get that on Instagram.
Yeah, based on tweets you've interacted with. And so they have no, they don't make any sense.
After about three pictures of scroll on Instagram, it's just accounts I don't follow.
Yeah,
lots what's of the deal with that?
Yeah, but it will kind of vet them. So, like, if you hover over them or click on them, then you'll start to get them
sometimes
all the time
I click
without
on,
following them. But if you ignore them, they probably won't come back.
Sometimes on. I click on them to go, like, what? I didn't follow that.
What was that.
And then by doing that.
Hey, save it for your girlfriend, not us, James.
Naked ladies.
Raw, I never did that.
I don't follow that. What?
I've no idea what's happened.
Naked ladies.
Things you feel a bit guilty to wank to. What's this about?
No, that's weird, because I was just cleaning my penis here. And this stuff got...
I'm just really stumped.
I can see that.
Stumpy cock.
Stumpy.
Hate the horniest of the seven dwarves.
Come on, Stumpy. Fabulous.
Stumpy's not always turns around, huh?
It's a little gimp who just whacks his toe on everything.
Sounds like me playing footy.
One of the seven dwarves in an Everton kit from 2009.
Still my first team for years, mate. You're a fucking legend.
Let's do this.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
How many truths and how many lies do you have for us?
I have two lies and one truth.
Nice.
Can
we have the three statements, please?
Okay, so, detained at the French border, training with the French army, and passport. So mix up with the French
passport.
Mix it with the French
That's
passport.
That's my story.
Mix it with the French passport. Trapped. So detained at the border.
I was detained at the dodo.
The dodo. Detained at the border.
I was detained by a dodo. Why don't you believe me?
This fellow walks into his daughter's room.
I was detained with your daughters.
Training with the French
really
army.
Really bad cop.
Why don't you just hold on with your evidence there, Chuck? We're just doing a bit.
Good cop and
no wonder
offender.
You're in trouble, boy. Your manners are awful. We're riffing here. Come on.
So you're detained at the French border.
Yeah, and then training with the French army.
Nice.
And then passport mix-up. They're the three.
What was the mix-up?
So I went down to... Do you remember when I went down to London to get my French passport?
Sure.
Well, I went down to London not too long ago to get my French passport. And when I arrived there was a spelling mistake on my passport.
Oh, what was it?
And I had to go... Well, they just put an E. So instead of Ormerod, Ormerod. And so then I had to go back up and then come down to London again.
Why did you go back up if you're going to have to come back down again?
Because it's basically quite a long process to get it done.
How long?
I think waited about a month and a half. You have a waiting thing. And then because they messed up, we had to arrange for another week later.
Where were you going to, need I ask?
What, for London?
No, why did you need your friends?
Oh, I was going to France. It was during when the lockdown things were quite bad. It was when restrictions were being eased. And,
which one was it?
With Brexit, the latest one.
Well, so you could only get in with the
French. When was this?
Yeah, it was Christmas just gone.
Yeah, you could only get into France with a French passport. Though.
Nice.
So
when did you go down to London the first time?
I went down maybe July.
I think you lie.
I think around July.
What was your second one? Detained.
Second one. That's no, that the second one was training with the French army.
That one I could believe.
London.
Yeah.
That's not the nearest place.
Yeah,
to
but
go
it,
to.
But it, if you want it done properly, it is there. They can't do the passport. Well, I know. They can't print the passport in Chester or Manchester. You can only print it down there.
Should get a printer.
Yeah, I said this.
We ran out of the ink. Have you seen it's inflated by 60%? No.
Don't get me started on tuna in Toulouse. I don't know a reference for France. Do they have tuna?
I got it.
Toulouse, everyone.
Mm. Yeah. We're only here to win.
Famous port city.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
They drink other stuff.
Hey. I could see him training with the French army.
Yeah. Well, it was only a day's worth of training in London again.
No, I could see it, yeah.
Yeah.
What did they do? Just
You've trained playing football with us, and you
went
off.
First aid, and it was more just getting to know where my barracks are. So
in between your legs. All right.
Yeah. And they showed us how to do a gun, but we stayed for the
Why week. Were you doing
Sorry, can I see how to do a gun, please?
I've got to do it.
Well, you're not
got
there.
To do it.
I'm part of the French reserves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were doing some kind of like target practice thing.
Yeah,
they ran out of dummies because they're all going through a recession.
Nah.
They're just battering you.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me.
When was this?
This was in 2016, I think. You can either do a week or a day.
Do you mean you can do a week or a day?
Well, it depends. It depends if you're a French citizen there or if you live in Britain. So there were people who were staying over because it's called by age. So they do a few times in the year, a few different workshops, and you just get caught by
Why 17
a week or a day?
Well, it's by year. I don't know.
Do people choose to either do a week or a day?
Well, you can do.
Who'd ever pick a week?
Basically, because I'm not I live in the UK, they gave me the option of the day. Whereas if I was a French citizen being called up whilst I was in the UK, I'd have to do the full week because then I'd be going back to France.
Sorry, what?
So what? Who was there? Who was like the person leading it? What were they called?
They were called like Pierre.
Title.
Oh, that's, yeah, fuck off.
What was wrong with Pierre?
Pierre Henry or something.
I remember last name. I think he says his name was Pierre, and that's all I remember.
Pierre
really from that.
Vieri, I think.
there's quite a few people.
Oh yeah,
there's about 25 of us.
General.
My French was probably some of the worst.
I think it's a lie.
It could be a lie.
Yeah.
Why would you go when you're 17?
You get called up. It's not a choice.
Well, the French government. Contact.
We got a letter. So when I turned 16, I got a letter that this would happen. And then it's between 16 and 18 you get called.
You can't opt out.
No.
Even though you're
after age 26,
like
I'll be free technically. Yeah. But if France goes to war, they call their reserves between now and then, I have to go to Montpellier.
Wow.
Yeah. Surprised they didn't get you to drive the vans around.
No. Yeah, they wouldn't. I asked many a time.
They're on horseback, guys. So
bonjour, gentlemen.
what
a cheap fee.
I love this. It's great.
So much more casual than me when I drive.
My colleague did law. Don't worry. So you've had one day's worth of training in London when you were 17, and they go, that's enough for him to be a reserve.
No, they go, so now you know the basis of what would happen, and then what's the
fucking point?
Well, I said this. There's only a day.
They do it in lots of countries, and that is
South Korea.
Yeah, Israel. They have mandatory military service.
No. I know that you know people do get conscripted to
It's because it's
to try and be a reserve.
But you're right. But that day just sounds ridiculous if they're not actually showing you.
Honestly, mate,
we're going to show you all
of
this.
If you know the French, you know how they organise stuff. That is honestly the most French.
Oh man, I can't join in on this because it's fucking racist. Right? I wish I could.
I can bloody say it though.
Yeah, man.
Bad at organising.
Were there any kids from Monaco there? Or was that same place?
Not Monaco, but there were some kids from Manchester, which is quite cool.
That is not what I'm asking about.
No.
Any girls there?
It was about half and half.
Oh, mate.
In fact, there was maybe one more girl than guy.
You were there?
How many were there then?
I was there for a day.
How many were there?
About 25 of us.
In total?
Yeah, I think so. That's not including
the 12 guys, 12 girls. What a waste of everyone's time. Okay, let's move on to... Which one do you want to go on to?
Passport!
Passport.
That's obviously the true one.
No. When was this?
July this year. Well, no.
This year?
2021. 2021.
Now you have lied in it, so even if it's true, it's a lie.
We win.
2021.
July 21. You went down to London.
Yeah, I went with my brother. So basically, my mum had been working since January to get us French passports so we could go to France. I know, she's a trooper. She actually was a trooper. Right?
Oh, she's done the day then. You're just a reserve loser.
And yeah, they spelled my name wrong, only by a letter.
Maybe not careful.
And who's they?
The French consulate.
They spelt your name wrong.
Yeah.
Does your mum know how to polish a gun?
while we were down there,
you can't laugh and then do
it's very
laugh.
It's very serious. Like you have to go through there's metal detectors. You have to sit
fuck
away.
Off. This is serious shit, man.
I was quite surprised. Okay. My brother needed the toilet before we went in, so then I knocked the door.
The
like,
French
asking,
don't shoot.
Well, I knocked the door asking if he could use it, and they were like, "When's your time?" We were like, "Oh, in half an hour," and he just went close the door, like slammed it on us almost.
Slammed it.
Yeah.
So what did you say?
I thought that was. Well, I couldn't say a word. They slammed the door.
Oh. You can say words if a door's shut.
Well, they didn't hear those words.
Oi! Through the letterbox?
Yeah.
Not every door is a letterbox.
What?
What? Few things. Whip out your 9-iron and just fucking bang! You're gonna give me the training, should you?
The 9-iron of golf club.
Excuse me. That's what I said.
9-iron's a golf club, isn't it?
No, I'm not very good at golfing. Get in the hole!
So I reached for my putter.
Speak about fire in the hole, huh?
You're doing a bang job for the fucking driver.
Speaking of drivers, no.
The getaway driver, yes. There's a bloke stood there.
Can be rented.
That's your hero angle. She pull up, looking for a ride, breakdown.
Do you want to get a new passport?
So what was the... Detained. You were detained at...
Detained at the border.
When was this?
About 2010, 2011. Okay. It was in the summer before year seven, I think. It might be the end of it.
Then it would have been 2010.
Yeah, something like that.
So you were at the French border and they decided they were going to lock you in a room.
Well, so basically I was on holiday with my friend And we'd been with
them. 11.
We were with their family. No, 8. So they took me on holiday with them.
Who's your friend?
Joe Murphy. Remember him?
Any sisters, brothers?
He has a sister. Yeah.
He has a sister.
And fair on the way on fair the on the way back,
just the one you the, just the one you smashed, yeah.
on the way
told
back,
you were a French reserve. And she was like,
because
told her she did.
You can do a gun.
Because I'm a French citizen on the coming back from France, and they're an English family. I got pulled aside and brought to a room, and my mum had to write a letter to like they had to read and say that I was.
Where was your mum at this point?
She's in England.
She got to write a letter.
So they let she pre-wrote a letter because of a letter.
Yeah, it was a letter basically confirming my status and confirming who the family I was with was. Otherwise, it looks
what
like an English family.
What proof is in the letter?
I don't know. I didn't
your
write the letter.
Name.
I don't know.
Does it carry that much weight?
I didn't write the letter. I didn't see the letter.
She's a very slender lady.
Joe's mum was given the letter.
Right.
I didn't see it. I just got taken aside and had to wait in a room for about half an hour.
To be fair, Sam Ward had to go.
You can do a lot in half an hour, my man.
Yeah.
Sam had to go with a letter off his mum on holiday saying even though he wasn't 18, he was allowed to drink and he had to show it at bars.
What?
Malia, honestly.
Really?
And where?
Go to the hotel bar.
Where was this?
Malia.
Yeah, because when I went to Malia, I was 18 and loads of people were 17 and they had to get...
Yeah,
they had to
get letters off the mums.
And we did, so that was to book, because we booked an 18-30.
What?
So they had to get... Yeah, they had to get letters off the parents to book it.
But how does that work?
I kept saying to people in bars, ask him how old he is, ask for the letter.
Everything trifle from the buffet. Get a load of that cunt.
There's brandy in that. Quick, ask him for a letter.
He can't touch the tin of a soup.
Is that a fishbowl you've got there, Cam? Sure.
More jelly.
I'm getting fucked tonight.
Someone call for a shot. I'm back, bitches.
Just ordering Bailey's in the hot sun.
He's got a letter saying he's not 65.
I am old enough. Look, I've got a countdown on my phone.
He's got a letter from his mum saying he can't go on the big ride.
Come on, go on the ride. My mum says I can't. Sorry.
The proof is in the pudding.
Excuse me, Mr. Lennon.
I saw a trifle.
Yeah.
Nasty.
I like pudding.
We need to pick a light. I think his reserve day is just, you know, boring. Yeah.
No, you need to pick the truth. You need to pick the truth.
I think it's the passport is the truth.
Yeah, so I'm just talking about a lie.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. French army.
I'm not buying it for that one.
Yeah. I think after he went to the army, they put armed rod on his passport.
It's not a bad idea.
Because he came back with a litany of deadly weapons.
I swear you told me about going to London
for
the embassy.
I think he's told me.
Yeah, this is my thinking, man. If he's come up with a story...
Could you hold the magnifying glass up?
If he's come up with a story and work backwards from it to decide that, oh, I'll stay on theme...
Yeah.
I think the passport one is obviously the one that he's thought of. And then he's worked backwards by thinking of a French theme for the other two.
Should we go for that?
I think the passport one is the
truth. Can we go for passport, please, Sue?
It was a lie.
Ah, well,
I was detained in France.
Yeah, free up my man. Oh,
yeah,
my
I was detained for about 30, done. 45 minutes. And the passport thing, I did go get a passport. It was fine. No issues.
Actually, Cameron, whilst me and Tom were trying to crack that case, you were just sat there talking about rivals, wanking off a German Shepherd at one
golf
point,
clubs.
Which we've had to get out. Get out, Cameron Green! Get out!
It's fine.
Hey, and it's not your trifle to finger.
It is good trifle, though.
Don't finger it. Come in.
Ah! Guten Tag!
Hello, hello, who are you?
Wie geht's stumm?
Yeah, wie geht's stumm? Who are you?
Je Clive Landfill, ja?
Clive Landfill, wow!
Ja.
What are you doing here, Clive?
Jesus Christ, am I really? I am the horniest man in Bolton! Ja! Stick it to me, ah! Va va voo!
Finally, someone beats Vernon Kay, am I right?
Yeah, ooh!
Yeah,
Jawohl! The German humor!
Ah, it's renowned. Clive, can I just ask, how do they deduce who is the horniest man in Bolton? Is there a competition?
She contest, yeah?
Yeah.
She contest. I recognise you.
Oh, yeah. Many a time.
Mr. Francine. Mr. French.
Where did he finish?
No, in my arsehole.
And I'll do it again.
with consent.
No,
with
won't.
Consent.
In my turn.
Out of 10, eh? 9 out of 10.
I bet your arse looked like that with all the cream.
That's not a picture of my ass.
No, it's not. Oh, you're so funny.
I'm so fucking horny.
I can tell that, Clive. Clive, is Landfill a traditional German surname?
Yeah. It's German for fill my land, backland from Sudetenland, Lebensraum.
So bloody true.
Wow.
How did you end up in Bolton if you're German then?
I didn't even know I was in Bolton. I just followed the pushy and the cock. Yeah, man.
That's what I like about you, Clive.
Yeah. Nom, nom, nom.
You'll eat anything, this bloke.
Yeah, you know that, boy. Oh,
well,
why have you come on the podcast today?
Everybody has, probably.
Only three times.
Well done, Clive.
I forgot my German numbers.
Eins, zwei, drei, that one.
I's never dry. I shall always shut down.
You cheeky Clive.
I got him.
So Clive, how did you win the horniest man in Bolton competition?
No one really wins. We all lose from venereal disease. Not to bring the mood down, I usually
Takes
your pants down. Yeah. Hey, oh.
That's fantastic, Clive.
Yeah. Listen to this. Really dirty, huh? Well, I'm a German, I'm a Dutch, I forget myself.
Yeah, I've been wondering.
Have you travelled, Clive?
I travel here, yeah, everywhere. I always take the back alleys.
You should rent a car.
Oh, you know a guy, huh?
No. Oh.
Not yet, anyway.
Wouldn't recommend.
So, Clive, where's your favourite place to make love?
Somewhere where there's not a lot of prying eyes.
No. Yeah.
No one to ask what the fuck's going on with my accent. Yeah, boy.
Desert.
A landfill would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might find some porn hard drives. Oh, it's just my bitcoins. Yeah, I'm a bit of your coin, filthy fuck.
Yeah. What is a coin referencing there?
Nipples.
Nice. No, I'll have a bit of your nipples.
No, anyone with big nipples.
For our English listeners.
Where there's a coin, there's a slot.
Oh,
this guy.
He's crafty.
He only comes second.
Yeah.
He comes close.
First every time.
He's close. I need to know, now he can help us as well. How did you finish second? How has it worked out?
There's a tough jury in place.
Okay, how many people are in the jury?
Oh, about 19 judges.
19?
About 19.
It's a big contest. Well,
20.
Well, one could be finished in the cupboard.
I've never heard of this.
No?
Bolton's horniest person.
It's invite only.
You're very, very horny to get invited.
Who invited you?
No one.
Right.
I'm like Jirocky because I'm so hard.
Are you actually the horniest man in Bolton, or is that just something you've decided?
No, I promise you, I'm chronically horny.
Right.
I never met nobody no hornier than me.
How does this affect your life? I'm not just talking about the great times. I'm talking about the hard times. Not like that.
Oh, I don't like talking about anything other than that, really.
Clive, it seems like there's other issues going on, and you're using sex to distract yourself from it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just a bit.
Are you horny or...?
Second place coming in.
I want the title.
What emotions do you feel when you're not horny, Clive? What were you before horniness?
I think I might have been Dutch.
How did it feel to win? Did you feel anything?
Horny. No, I seriously think I'm just one really sick fuck. There ain't nothing that can...
Are you ever satisfied, Clive?
Hell no, boy.
Always says,
sad, isn't it?
I'm waiting to see which one of you brothers is going to show me your best time. Give me real English welcome. Here you like your sausages. I'm here for your pig eggs, boy.
Yeah.
Let me shuck on those.
Wow.
Just don't make me think about my feelings, please.
Clive, that's what we do on this podcast.
Please.
We really get into our inner thoughts.
Please.
Clive,
it's illegal for Germans to show the emotions.
Clive, we're going to dig deep.
Dutch, isn't it?
Look, I know I'm gone, so I have to go soon. Cause
no, we've got all the time in the world.
Sean Connery's
taking me to copyright law court for my voyage. And the guy who does gold member.
He was a horny man.
He's so horny.
Sean Connery.
He'd
save a woman and then shag her.
He saved me from years of non-horniness by fucking me deft.
How did you get into the competition?
I told you!
James, again, we have other issues going on here.
I appeared, it was no competition. The judges, they down tools. They say, fuck me, look at this man. He exudes the raw, chronic sexual horniness that only a German man can exude.
Must be the waistcoat.
I take this off. I'm hairy. I'm horny. I walk onto the beach. The sand turns to glass. I forget. These actions really dangerous.
Is that a latex band around your neck?
Oh, this old thing, this is my whip. Let me show you. I'm glad somebody asked. Bend over, sunshine. You've been your bad boy. Scheisse. Scheisse. Oh.
That's a winner's whip.
You've done that before.
Yeah.
I can't lie to you. I've come again.
Oh, God. That's four times now.
Four. I lost the count.
You don't even flinch, do you?
Ow.
Clive, is your penis just a dripping tap of semen?
We can see how you're going to die, can't we?
The autoerotic asphyxiations, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So, Clive.
I'd have him.
We need to really get into what
my
it is.
Ash.
Have you ever had a long-term partner?
Yeah, get into my ass, huh? What do you want to do?
Stop inviting me to the back cave, as you call it.
I don't call it no back caves.
What do you call it? Chester Zoo. It's had that many visitors.
Your ass is
smells
home.
Like home.
Oh, God. You need to tidy. Just crack open a window. Where do you live, Clive?
I live wherever the wind takes me.
So you're not even in Bolton, really?
Well, when I was in Bolton, I was the horniest man there.
How long were you there for?
Yeah, all of 10 minutes.
So you were just passing by.
I left my marks.
Yeah, I bet you did.
In public toilets.
I want to know how this guy feels. He's probably prepared for that competition.
Shoved, a bit bony.
He's lived there in Bolton
and he's
for
a
years.
Selfish lover.
And you've just come along and you've stolen that first place prize from him.
I was really
looking
forward to it.
Do you feel guilty, Clive?
Look, I'm having some sort of psychotic break with my voice. I just can't keep this up for long.
I remember a guy like you, and he
Jesus,
he went up the old chocolate tube, if you will. Yeah the old brown pipe.
Oh yeah, Augustus.
Yeah, you two are quite similar.
You think so, you cheeky fuck?
No, but whereas he has chocolate, you seem to have semen.
I'm not being funny. I've been up some pipes in my time.
What was your favourite one?
My time.
Geez, you're asking all the real tough ones.
Clive, you made love to Peter Andre. Does he have a chipolata penis?
With that sin, I'm option. I can take lodge, but I can't take no schlander. Or no schlonger. Famously, though, I can take schlonger. I'm sorry for wasting
you take
this time.
Trifle as well whilst you're there.
Can I?
Yeah, have that.
I'll take it for an hour.
Bye, Clive.
By which I mean I'm putting my willy in it.
Oh, that's crass, isn't it?
I'm glad I came, yeah.
A rude man.
Our Vita Zone. Is that what they say?
Wow.
It's now time for James Blames.
Yeah,
it's
boy.
James Blames. James Blames. Always playing that blame game. He's deceptive.
I'm deceptive.
James, we're going to start off with something that you need to pin the finger on. What's
okay.
the phrase? Point the finger at? There we go.
Either word.
First one, Hiroshima. Whose fault was that?
You always give me the worst crisis on earth.
Wow.
Hiroshima. I think it was a difficult one. I think there was a lot of people...
Come in, yeah. All right.
What was? Some fella out there in a waistcoat, fingering a trifle. Will you give me an itch, you greedy fuck?
It's a good job you left when you did.
Clive Landfill, eh? I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
Great guy.
Last time I got Bolton.
Well, this is the segment James Blames, where he tells us what actually went on and whose fault it was. Start off with Hiroshima.
Hiroshima.
Einstein.
Fake. It was actually, it was actually created by the American government.
Wow. So whose fault is it?
The American government.
Or not ours for believing it?
Well, even if it was.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
It's still the American government's fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
One down, well done. The Falklands War.
Oh, big one, probably. I'm trying to think of anyone Argentinian.
Lionel Messi.
Yeah, I was going to.
That's a Carlos Tevez.
I was going to say Maradona.
Maradona.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Next up, swine flu.
Dave,
okay.
Okay.
And lastly, not the Francos not posting.
Dave again.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Not working for his 1%, no?
Not his 1%. 1.5 of his shares.
So he was 0.6 the other day. So
it's really? Well, it's gone up.
Mm, well. It's now time for... Is it Mean Green?
Yeah, if you want, you
Mean Green.
You told me where it was.
Mean Green. Mean Green. Gonna have your Mean Greens.
Scary.
You know what winds me up?
Go on.
Little key up my bum.
Ah, nice. The other one you snuck. No.
Yeah. Just a little taste of it.
Number one, yeah.
All right, I don't think there should be any big water slides.
What's this based on?
Why can't people just be satisfied by little water slides?
Boring.
Yeah. You have a thrill seekers. You get a bit damp and you get off.
Yeah.
A bit
damp. Separates the men from the boys, the big ones, Cam.
Yeah.
No, I think big water slides are overhyped and they hurt.
Do you feel the same about roller coasters?
You don't have to go on them.
You try and climb back up them.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Onto your sunburned belly.
You can imagine the gushing water was just pushing your shorts down. you had to quickly get an erection to keep them up.
That would be true if I wore them in the first place.
Clive, activate.
Yeah, I don't like big water slides.
Your Everton trunk's falling down.
With one arm while he tries to firm himself up with the other.
Just rubbing his nipple.
It was like trying to keep fucking dinghies afloat going down rapids with them two flapping against the water.
Stop pulling me arm and kiss me neck. Come on.
I had let go, hold on to that, and then blow into my thumbs and my nipples inflated and just tip me back up.
Oh, I wish you'd have fallen.
I just bounced straight back up with these bad boys. Boy, oil wings. Been laughing, landed back in here. Not like big cucumbers.
Why?
I don't like cucumbers.
You don't like big cucumbers?
I don't like big water slides. Don't
just
like
slice them up?
I don't like big cucumbers now.
Do you not like cucumber?
I like pickles. Smellier than
cucumber. Cucumber and pickles are different things, sir.
Nope.
There are many cucumbers pickled.
Pickle is a pickled cucumber.
So it's a small cucumber, but it's pickled.
But if you want a big cucumber, so you mean the ones that are just a cucumber?
So you could slice up a cucumber like and cucumber. Pickle it, and it the same taste.
Why don't just buy pickles?
Just like this is like grapes and raisins. You like raisins, but not grapes. Sort of
no, all the way around. I like grapes. Don't like raisins.
Okay, I mean that specifically.
Is that the next one?
Can't be. I've not got many left.
Don't like raisins. We've got our title.
Don't like referees. Rather a free for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Rather than just
what's that based on?
You know, full well what it's fucking based on.
You know what? You win some, you lose some, Cam. At the end of the season,
We lose all of them. What's getting balanced now? I've got more chance of balancing myself with my inflatable tits on the water slide. It's bollocks. Just another fucking doldrum every week. Something stupid happens.
No.
There's been more investigation into Richarlison throwing a flare in his celebration than there was for us fucking get pulled down in box the other day.
Well,
investigate what they like.
Do you reckon he's got a reputation of diving?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's now time for Tom Looney. Looney! 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 Looney!
It's quiz time.
Yay!
Nice!
And I've got three big football lads of three different teams.
That's so bloody true.
Yeah, so
I support Liverpool.
Yeah. So I'm going to be giving you some questions, each of you, kind of mastermind, you know.
What about our teams?
About your teams.
Ah, fuck.
And it's going to be a sweet win for someone. So a sweet win needs a sweet
come
win.
On, Liverpool.
Nice.
Liverpool.
Whoa.
Oh, bye.
Look at that.
Wow, just the trousers. What are you getting?
Tyres, sweetie pizza.
Wow. Oh, I thought it was a base.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Look at that.
Where'd you even get that?
Egg on a pizza, they do that some places.
Great Comedy treat store. For the final day of the season.
Yeah, man. Oh,
you can sit
strawberry
down.
Strawberry lane.
Yeah, which has been.
Has been.
Who was tucking into that? Who wants to go first?
Comment on my video, has been.
I'll do it, yep.
You want to go first, yeah?
Yeah. Give him something to beat.
Seven questions.
Can I just ask if he gets it wrong, does he get passed over? Or is it no?
No, it's going to be a score.
Does he get passed over?
The question, not you.
What's this pass you speak of? I've not seen an Everton player do that for 34 years.
So just
what the fuck is that?
Keep track of his score, yeah? Because I'll be asking the questions. Right. Who scored and assisted the goal to knock Liverpool out of the FA Cup in the 08-09 fourth round replay at Goodison Park?
I know.
You should remember that goal.
Can I get a point for this?
No.
I'm going to do so badly in this round.
This is a hard start. They're not all this hard.
I might be wrong, but I've got a guess.
Andy Johnson.
I'm gonna change it.
I just want the goal scorer.
Can I guess? He's guessed Andy Johnson.
Okay, go on.
Is it Dan Gosling?
Correct.
Yeah!
Imagine that one where ITV cut out
of the Chuffies.
Remember
the Chuffies,
assisted by Andy van der Meijden. I would have accepted Dan Gosling.
He was only there.
I deserve a point for that.
Okay,
I know the songs if you know.
Eight players have scored more than 30 goals in the Premier League for Everton. Can you name four?
Oh yeah, easy.
Lukaku, Calvert-Lewin.
Easy, mate. Easy. I've got
Kale.
Yeah.
And
I actually said name five in the question, but I went easy on you.
Thank you.
That's quite the tough questions.
He on there? Is he not?
Yakubu.
No. Sorry. How many times have Everton finished above Liverpool in the Premier League era?
Is it once?
The answer's three.
Three.
What club was Neville Southall signed from?
Oh, Bury.
There we go. One. Right. What club did Howard Kendall leave Everton to join?
Athletic Bilbao.
Two.
Great knowledge.
Dominic Calvin-Lewin's first goal for Everton came against which club?
Came off which body part? His shin.
Was it Stoke?
Hull City. You're on two. And last one. Who is Everton's record signing and how much did he cost?
We can't be named. For legal reasons, he can't be named. He cost £40 million.
44.
Nah. 44?
Yeah. So are we giving him 2.5
Christ.
Points?
Yeah.
2.5 points.
44.
And that was Gylfie Sigurdsson. We'll go Stephen next. Nice. Five players have played in a World Cup final whilst at Liverpool. Can you name three?
Alonso.
Who scored Liverpool's first ever goal in the Champions League group stage?
Steve McManaman.
Oh, Michael Owen. That was a hard one. Sorry about that. Which club did Ian Rush play for between his two spells at Juventus? Oh my God, I've just read the fucking
I would have got Juventus. I knew that one.
Two spells at Liverpool and it says Juventus underneath. Right, should we let him have that one?
I knew,
I could see it in his eyes that he knew that one.
Bullshit. I swear down, I knew that.
Okay. We let him have that, yeah, because I fucked it. Okay. Whose record stood for 20 years until broken by Sadio Mane on the 16th of May? There we go. Who conceded the penalty from which the rebound was scored to complete Liverpool's turnaround against AC Milan?
Gattuso fouled. Correct. Gerrard.
I would have said Nesta.
Liverpool beat Spurs to win the Champions League in 2018-19, but they came very close to exiting the group stage. Which team did they progress ahead of by virtue of goals scored?
In the group was Napoli, and there was... I don't know whether Napoli got through, though. Oh, we're going back. I'll just have to say Napoli.
Correct, it was Napoli. Mm-hmm. Against which team did Luis Suarez register his first goal for Liverpool?
Stoke!
Okay. You've done well.
Was it Stoke?
It was Stoke. So, one, two, three. We'll go four with a questionable five.
Give me a different question then.
I've got no more.
You can't fuck it up.
I think four will be will
if
be
it doesn't, I want another question.
Four will be enough for the pizza.
There's no way I'm beating four.
Oh, really? Okay, you ready,
John? I'll try.
I'll leave it 2.5.
Who did Arsenal play in the last Premier League game of the Invincible season?
I'm going to say... Sunderland.
It was Leicester and you won 2-1. Who was appointed Arsenal captain after the departure of Cesc Fabregas?
I want to say Beckham.
I want to say a really stupid one like William Gallas.
Who... You can't keep flirting answers okay. out no. there.
That's right. Incorrect. Right. The answer was Robin van Persie.
Oh, easy.
When was Arsenal Football Club founded?
And when was it last?
It was founded in 1890. Can you tell me which set? Is it 18 or 19?
That's
fuck off!
Oh, come on, give
it
me.
It was 1886. Oh, you're still in this. You're still
no,
in
you
this.
Weren't. You were going to say 1950.
I was so close to saying.
Arsenal's trademark chant, 1-0 to the Arsenal, was sung to the
tune.
Sung to the tune of what song by which group? I'll accept two groups for this.
And William Gallas loves it.
Stand up.
It's Go West by, I would have accepted, Village People or the Pet Shop Boys.
Stand up, then you sit down.
Right, okay. Who scored the winning goal against Manchester United on the 8th of May 2002 to secure the league title for Arsenal at Old Trafford? Very famous goal.
Yeah.
All Arsenal fans.
Going to say Henry.
It was Sylvain Wiltord.
Was that the...
It was only three then, to be fair.
I was an Arsenal fan from like 2007 onwards, so really, they were all quite hard.
I'm sorry about fucking up that question. I was hoping it didn't come back anything up, and luckily it didn't, so there you go, Stephen.
Thank you.
Nice, well
thanks,
done.
Guys. Yeah.
Did I get one right?
You got that one right at the end.
That's bad,
John,
isn't it?
I'm gonna share this with Tom, if you can.
I can't have it.
And Cameron.
Yay! You didn't share it with me until Tom said he couldn't share it with me.
No, I was just going to do anyone but James to mine.
James, Do you like the look of that?
No, not really. Sorry. I'm more of a chocolate man.
Thanks, Tom.
That was Tom Looney. I hope that's edited together in a really nice, quick-fire, dynamic way. What a quiz that was. What a rush.
Drive a bird to the max.
Bird it to the max. Do you have a question? Because I don't. But do.
Hi, guys. My name's Barry. My problem is this. My name's Barry. I've been with my partner for nearly 3 years now. Congratulations, Barry.
Loyalty.
Baz. My issue is this. I've recently been seeing a swimming instructor as I need to get better at swimming. However, she's a nice lady, a fit woman. I'm worried I'm starting to have feelings for her.
Oh, fuck off, Barry.
Do I stop going to the swimming lessons? Or do I just get through this phase? I don't know what to do. Please help me.
No one can tell you have a boner when you're in the pool.
Right. At what point of this Portuguese holiday did you find that out?
When I was banned.
Like a Jaws.
So you just stood at the side of the restaurant.
Then I realised the restaurant was one of those underwater ones.
Cam, after a few days, people just weren't surprised anymore.
And we all see it.
Yeah, banana.
Now my face.
Oh, do you know what? I don't like the banana. The banana crust.
Can I have a
banana crust and tell me, is it that bad?
I'm not really interested. All right.
Barry's got an issue. He fancies his swimming instructor, he thinks. Well, he's got a long-term girlfriend who he's committed to. What does he do?
I say he
stops swimming.
Commits long-term and just keeps swimming.
So swimming, right. You know, just fucking pick a side. Like, what, you know, if you're wandering eyes...
Pick a lane.
You know, just...
Elaine's
I don't understand
instructor.
These people. No one's forcing you to be in relationships.
They are
single if you want.
They are in some cultures.
Yeah, true, true.
Hashtag. What's the wedding called?
Places like Venice and stuff, you have
Venice,
to.
Yeah. You talk about arranged marriages.
That's it, yeah.
The way I see it, there's only one way to be the best at breaststroke.
Go on,
practice.
Nice.
Yeah. Practice.
And if you can't swim, then you might drown.
Yep.
Does your swimming instructor wear a one-piece or two-piece? These are the questions I need to know.
Never met a young swimming instructor.
His pictures, mate.
All the swimming instructors from my youth were old ladies.
His name is John. My God. Toned body. Broad shoulders.
John Lewis. He works at Boundary Road now.
Why are you referencing fucking Boundary Road, Cap?
This is just going with Boundary Road.
John Lewis, Boundary Road.
Be watching this like, boy, I'm toned. Have a sexy man.
No, it's not John Lewis. He didn't
touch pizza, Cameron.
Can we see if you can do this?
Oh,
the
wow.
Ultimate pizza.
You want me to eat?
I think each one needs a pair on the top.
Oh my word!
There you go, Cam. So, should we act this out? We've got Barry, a swimming instructor, long-term girlfriend, and just someone in the pool.
Oh!
I'm drowning in glucose.
Just pick a mix in the pool.
That's fucking up.
Stupid.
No!
Stupid fucking boy. Rebuild that pizza.
So, who do you want to be, James?
Who do you want me to be? I'm versatile.
Who'll be Barry?
Oh, I didn't want to be Barry. All right, I'll be Barry.
We've got a swimming instructor, girlfriend, another swimmer. Who do you want to be, Tom?
I'll be an instructor.
Who am I then? I'm just a girlfriend.
Very good girlfriend.
Okay.
And Cameron, you are...
He's a swimmer.
A swimmer.
Drowning swimmer.
You're in the social lane.
We're just...
Oh, he's got it.
I'm on the side watching.
Your teeth aren't going to crush that.
Yeah.
You're going to be stuck with that in your mouth.
Take it away.
Right there, Barry.
God, he's got range.
Well, off you pop in the pool.
Sorry.
You're going to be working on your backstroke.
No, I like your back, breaststroke.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I've got.
What was that, Barry?
No throwing in the pool.
Barry, what was that you just said?
I don't know. I'm
you like whose backstroke?
Everything's getting a bit hot.
You like my backstroke?
I do like your backstroke, but not like that. I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, you have.
She's over there. She watches all my lessons.
Absolutely. I watch your driving lessons. You're shit, by the way.
I do love her,
car.
I love with all my heart.
Didn't ask, mate.
Why are you flirting?
I can't help it. Have you not seen the one piece she's in?
One piece isn't sexy, you daft cunt.
Is there another one?
Two piece.
One piece. I beg to differ.
You're not even in the pool. You're doing warm ups.
Who's the bloke shadow swimming?
He said they just come out the sauna.
I'll get a stitch up on the pool.
Alan's just warming up for his lesson.
Anyway, Barry, do some swimming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, Barry, show us what,
what's that?
Show what you've learned.
It's a breaststroke.
That's fucking shit. Get in the pool.
Then you go on your back.
Barry, what's going on?
I don't know. I just, I don't know
where
I am.
You were doing so well last week. You seem nervous.
You look distracted, Barry.
Everything's coming all at once.
Why have you got an erection?
I can see that.
Can you see that under the waves?
We can all see it.
Waves.
What do you mean waves? That man over there in the corner.
He's learning. Did you teach him as well?
He can't be taught.
Why is he carving up before a swim?
Put that in this way.
Just looks like,
the sharks are going to get you.
He's very sick.
It's like he swallowed an inflatable in his mouth.
Just eating the foam.
What do you mean, Barry, eating the foam?
Just eating the foam.
You say some strange things, Barry.
What else has he been saying?
Well, I haven't said anything else to you, have I?
Just sexy things.
I can't help it. It's who I am.
He never says sexy things to me.
It's who I am.
All he does is pitch fucking video ideas. Is it true he was asking for you to do some strokes last week?
Oh, please.
Not you.
I wasn't. I swear I wasn't.
I was trying to get me in the pool.
Fuck you, Barry.
Trying to get me one piece off.
He loves how it's all just one big piece. Anyway, there that is what we'd... Hold on. Barry, you dumped. That is the scenario there.
Yeah. Suck a fat one, Baz.
Yeah. It's the final question. If you were given 1,000 acres of land, what would you do with it?
Sell enough of it off to a property developer that I can afford to build my own house.
Okay, okay. Sell that land to us. We'll be property developers.
Hello, sirs.
Whoa! You are so mistaken.
You're not sirs.
No, the Queen wouldn't like me.
You're both women.
What about my colleague over here?
Which of you are the property men? Women.
Whoa! People. I don't want to buy your land. It's misogynistic.
I did think after I said that in the first place that I was...
You're walking a tightrope.
With wanton misogyny, I do apologise. I'll give you a discount on some premium land I wish to build houses on, if you so wish.
Why are you selling us land for you to build houses?
Because I don't know how to build my own.
What?
I can't do anything with this land.
I bet you're going to hire a load of men to build a house then, aren't you? You
not
fucking
necessarily,
pig.
Although I was looking forward to that.
Tell you what, Greg, it looks like we're on a farm with this pig. This misogynistic pig.
Well, I'm actually saving some of the land to farm pig eggs. I'll give you a discount on living.
He loves them. Go on.
Pro quo.
Do you have flooding around here?
No tonic. I don't know, it might do. Isn't it your job to look at the houses and decide?
Oh, I don't like your attitude. Forget it.
I will not
I'm
be
not
buying,
buying
from
it.
You.
Come on, Greg. Come on, you. Let's go.
Why would you leave your
house? I love this rented car.
Look at the boot space.
Slow down, please.
Get out. Get out. So, Cam, unfortunately, no one wants to buy your land, mate.
Yes, we'll
what are you going to do with it now?
You mentioned the pig eggs. Obviously, there's...
Yeah, how do you plan on growing pig eggs?
You don't grow them, they're not like potatoes. You've got to wait for pigs to lay them, haven't you?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I'd really build a lab and I'd donate it to people who want to interbreed pigs.
What, a big Labrador?
To save lots of money and solve the world economic crisis.
How is that solving? Interbred pigs and chickens.
You could put solar panels on it, make energy.
Yeah. Sure.
So on the pigs.
Yes!
Yeah!
You're tossing up between either... Interbred pigs and chickens and solar panels.
Interbreed
this
them
is
all.
Your dilemma.
Interbreed them all.
Interbred solar panels.
Interbred chickens with solar panels.
Solar pigs. Yeah.
Pigs.
Solar piggins.
Can I just say, solar Cam, piggins. I hate to be this guy, but
you don't.
Pigs will roll around
you
in mud.
You love picking holes in my ideas.
Pigs will roll around in mud.
Yeah.
What'd you do then?
The only thing you wouldn't pick holes in if it was my idea was fucking cheese, just to spite me.
I don't like cheese, mate. I'm not going to finger your cheese.
You don't like cheese?
No.
What, any cheese or...?
No, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
I like cheese.
And not just on its own, smell. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I could have it on its own, to be fair. It depends on the type
Ooh,
of cheese.
Ooh, look out! Here comes cheese, boy!
Tom, what would you do with 1,000 acres?
1,000? I don't even know how big 1,000 acres is.
The woods from Winnie the Pooh were only the 100-acre woods.
It's just Tiger Woods.
So, or 100 times acres. More than that.
10 times more.
So yeah, I wouldn't have any like cars or anything.
You wouldn't have any cars.
Yeah, I just try and make it, you know, really kind of pollution free. Devon wants to have loads of animals and stuff like dogs. So
stuffed dogs.
So you'd make a dog field.
Stuffed
dog sanctuary as well. Dog sanctuary. That'd be good.
I made Devon a nice taxidermy office. Slap bang in the middle.
Do you mean it's not what you wanted?
You never get any custom. No one wants carried the dead dogs.
Look at that field.
Fucking women never happy.
I stuff them with sweets.
If that would be your autobiography, would that be it? Chapter one, fucking women, never happy.
No, the end. No, we'd start with a really cutting chapter about Barnaby.
Adamus Barnaby.
James, you've got 1,000 acres. What are you doing?
That's what it is.
Maybe like
I don't want a
quarry.
Quarry.
A quarry?
No, like
just for the cool kids to hang out after school.
Do you want to come to the 1,000 acre quarry?
That sounds pretty sick.
It does sound pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Old man Ormrod's there though. Trying to sell us cigarettes.
In his rented car.
And WKDs.
Old man Ormrod.
All the kids. And one of them goes, wait!
Yeah. One kid goes missing every summer.
There's old man Looney. He's got Billy under his arm.
Those are good ideas. An old man Green. He's fucking his pig again.
He's on a lead. These are the future.
He's into
you
reading.
Kids want some eggs.
Stinks of pig eggs in it.
Get out of here.
I'm gonna piss myself. I'd build a jail.
I used to have 1,000 acres.
Nice.
1,000 acre jail for these three.
We each have a gun. No one knows where each other.
No,
why
James.
Do we get wealth and become Scooby-Doo villains?
I'm like this.
What's
guy.
Old man Lawson up to?
Yeah, just jailing people.
Yeah.
He's dressing up as the jailer. He chases him around. I'm putting yous away.
He's just desperate.
Get out of here.
He's desperate for a friend. Come back in.
It's not a jail, it's your basement. I'm the wardens round here.
And on that note, it's time to end the podcast.
Yeah, well, a really strange one.
I've been joined by Cameron Green. Tom Looney. Hey. Looney. 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 And James Ormerod.
Hey.
Woo! Stay safe. Stay humble. Ciao.